podcast time. Going to make this short and sweet, diving right into it today. It's Wednesday, February 20th. How's it going? We have a massive storm on the way. Okay, perhaps not massive, but it's going to be ill-timed for our ride home. And last time that a storm blanketed us at 11 a.m., the ride home lasted until about 3 p.m. So I'm throwing this together quickly for you. It is Wednesday, Long Song Wednesday on the John DeBella Show. Dave here, all the good stuff for you to consume, hopefully nice and toasty warm indoors. We talked about what state we'd get rid of today after a change.org petition came to our attention. Some guy took strange steps to alleviate his annoying cats meowing. The Comfort Food Fest is coming, and we teased it this morning, gave you a taste of things to come. We spun the wheel for Long Song Wednesday once again, had a little to say about the infamous World War II photo of the sailor kissing the woman, seen as the sailor just passed away. Frank Caliendo, impressionist and comedian, he joined us and gave us a really fun look into the new Scorsese movie, which is starring Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci, which was played by Adam Sandler in Frank's world. And Gwyneth Paltrow is leaving Avengers. I'm leaving the building right now. Hopefully you hear from me and the rest of the Three Stooges tomorrow. Until then, here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Don't tell me this no climate change going on. I'm sorry. It snowed in Vegas yesterday.
I saw that.
Okay.
Did you know it snowed in
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
This wasn't this. Who was there was a movie about this. About drastic weather changes. What the hell was
it? Day After Tomorrow?
Is that what it was? Day After Tomorrow?
That was like Al Gore's, pornography.
No, not
Storm,
that one.
I think that was the
real one. Geostorm.
Oh my God. I've never seen it. I only know it because it's been on HBO lately.
That's a step above Sharknado.
Yeah. What the hell's his name?
Gerard Butler's in it, I believe.
No. That, you're right. Gerard Butler's in Geostorm. What's the one with Kurt Russell?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Why do I know so much
Escape
about
Escape from New York?
And I've never seen it.
Oh, you should see it.
Well,
to waste 90 minutes of your life.
HBO is bombarding me with it every day for the last 2 weeks.
It was
so
basically every horrible weather event at once, right?
At once.
Hurricanes, typhoons, tsunamis,
Sharknadoes.
As opposed to the one with Kurt Russell, which the whole world just froze. It snowed, and we all froze.
Oh, I know
froze.
Which movie you're talking about. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal is in that one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Everest.
No.
Everest.
I forget the name of the movie now. Damn it.
Anyway.
Come back at 6:20. We'll
have
answers.
We're not your Oscar authority here.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
There is a story this morning. Change.org is a website that has all kinds of strangeness on it, and one of them is a petition to sell the entire state of Montana to Canada. Now, personally, I'm a big fan of Montana.
Oh, man. Big sky country?
Big sky country. Now. Some of the best fishing in the country. It is gorgeous there.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous there. You know what the idea of a small ranch in Montana is? Like 50 or 100 acres. I mean, that's like a tiny little thing.
Yeah, $200,000 probably.
Yeah, right. No, actually, land is really expensive in Montana.
Because the government owns it, probably.
Right. But the question, they say they could get $1 trillion for it, and we should do it just to take down the national debt, which is $22 trillion. $1 trillion ain't going to do that much.
It's not going to do anything.
All right. And the other thing is we could sell it to them. They're saying we have too much debt, and Montana is useless. Just tell them it's got beavers or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, why would Canada want it?
It's got beavers.
Serious petition.
Have you seen their coins?
I love beavers.
Have you seen their coins?
No.
The queen's on one side. There's a beaver on the other side.
Wow.
Right? It's not the queen's, but
I'm glad. I don't want to see that.
If you were going to get rid of a state.
Yeah.
All right. What state would you want to get rid of?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yeah, you know why.
I know why.
Yeah, because Boston.
Boston's there. Okay.
Give us a chance at winning a championship for once. All right. Be great.
What about you?
California?
Yep. It's going to drop into the ocean anyway.
Be gone. It's pretty much its own country at this point anyway. The People's Republic of California.
Right. I'm going with the Dakotas, both of them, North and South Dakota.
You get a BOGO?
Right. I got a BOGO.
What if Carson leaves because he's like, I'm in North Dakota?
If he leaves, I don't care.
His family's there.
I don't care. He lives here now. All right, and if he leaves, I don't care about the
Dakota. You think Canada wants our Mount Rushmore?
Wait. Here's the reason why I would get rid of the Dakotas.
Okay.
When you combine the population of both of those states,
right.
It's smaller than the city of Philadelphia alone.
I get that. Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We don't need them. We're not using it. If we got that few people there, we're not using it. Sell it to somebody. Text Paul.
It's ready to go.
Okay, text Paul. All right. All right.
I set it up.
If you agree with Steve, we should sell Massachusetts.
Primarily Boston, but Massachusetts because just happens
to. Text one to MGK, MGK. If you're going with Dave in California, text two to MGK, MGK. Or me with the Dakotas, text three to MGK, MGK. We'll see how this all works out. And of course, 645-645 is what MGK, MGK works out to. Massachusetts 1, California 2, the Dakotas 3. So, Cindy, yourself, if you were to get rid of one of these three states, Massachusetts, California, or the Dakotas, which one would you go with?
I got to go with you in the Dakotas because I was out there in, well, it was the 70s. It was a long time ago, but it was very desolate. So
There's nobody there.
Yeah. So I kind of like that. But
sell it to Canada. Right.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Steve went with Massachusetts. I went with the Dakotas. Dave went with California. Let's go to the polls.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly. Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says that John and Steve shouldn't have bothered putting states into the voting at all, right? With 75% of the vote went with Dave in California.
Smart audience.
Dave knows his audience.
A landslide, which California's probably having right now somewhere.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
So, Cindy, being the cat lady that you are, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Are you ever annoyed by your cats meowing?
In the middle of the night? Yes.
Or any time, at any time of the day?
Nah.
Does one cat bother you more than another?
One likes to ask for food a lot. I mean, only canned food, but whatever.
How does it ask for food?
Feed me. Feed me.
As the voice of the beast.
Hungry.
Well, there's a guy somewhere in this country who does not like the sound of his cat's voice.
Really?
Right? And he finds his cat's meow annoying.
Some can be.
Right.
Some are nice.
Well, tell me what you think of this. Now, supposedly, this drives cats out of their mind. All right. So, Cindy, if your cats are nearby and they can hear the sound of my voice, this could drive them crazy because he decided, I don't like the way my cat sounds. And when you don't like the way a singer sounds, you auto-tune them.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. Auto-tune cat.
Sounds like T-Pain. <All right. laughs> I hate this man.
I'm telling you, right now, anybody who has cats in their house, supposedly, they're going nuts.
Someone's totally going to turn this into a
bee. I'm evil.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
So I remember one year, my friend Romeo, was one of the chefs, and he put together a grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
How that didn't win was beyond me. That sandwich, he told me there was he literally brought in all of these cheeses from Vermont, that he had shipped in just to make these grilled cheese sandwiches. He says, John, if I were to make these sandwiches individually in a restaurant, I'd have to charge somebody $100 for this sandwich alone, and then made tomato soup and use gin in it.
Yep.
And the elderberries in the gin, because all of the alcohol burns off, made the soup just out of this world. Yeah. How the hell he didn't win was beyond me.
We got third or fourth that. Yeah.
This year, Ama de Cuba is in.
Nice.
Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar, Revolution Chop House, Jones, 33rd Street Hospitality, Cena Pizzeria, Craftsman's Row Saloon, Stove and Tap, James and Tradesman's. They are all going to be there, and you could be there too, free of charge. We never charge for the Comfort Food Fest. You just got to be selected by the computer. basically, we can only have so many people show up for this event for two reasons. One, we only have so much space. And the other is these people can only serve so much food. So if you want in on it, and you know, because I hate exclusive things, but unfortunately, because of these, you know, things that are part of the event, we have to make it relatively exclusive. So if you want to be part of the group who's going to be at the Comfort Food Fest, all you got to do is go to WMGK.com, put in the keyword comfort, and right there, you'll be able to register for tickets. We'll contact you if you get them. And then on the 6th of March, you could be with us at the 12th annual Comfort Food Fest. I know Cindy will be there.
I will be here.
You haven't missed one yet, have you?
Well, I'm not stupid, and I like food.
And, yeah. It's great. It's a great night of eating. Has anybody ever made it through all 10 restaurants?
I did last year.
You did
last
year?
Yep.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's a feat if you can pull it off.
Did you hear Cindy go, yep?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, you had me at grilled cheese.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get to the Wheel of Long Songs. Once again, the wheel is charged. You know, I'm looking at this. There are some songs that have been on here since we started the wheel over 6 months ago.
Might need a little elbow grease to get them off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if it's Susie Q or Cashwell. Doors, Riders on the Storm. That's the one that's been on there the longest, right? So you got Riders on the Storm. You got Cashmere from Led Zeppelin. We're Not Going to Take It from The Who. Susie Q from CCR. And now Clapton's The Core is the new song.
Okay.
Plus, you got the two listener slots and the two bonus slots. Bonus slots aren't necessarily long songs. They're more like deep tracks.
Right.
You know, so you never know what's... And we don't even know what's underneath them. Sure. Bill, our program director, puts those up there. So if you guys are
And then
ready,
complains about them when we
yeah,
play
and
them.
Then he complains. Why'd you play that song? All right. Why'd you play The Shape I'm In? You're the one who put it on the damn wheel. All right. All right. You ready?
Let's do this.
You got anything in particular you're pulling for us?
Susie Q.
Susie Q? What about you, Dave?
In lieu of our ride home today, Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm? Yeah. All right. Well, here goes the wheel.
I can't see it. What is
it? You can't see it?
It's so dark. It's dark purple or blue.
Really? You can't see it from there? It's The Who, We're Not Gonna Take It, classic
nice.
Rock,
102.9,
MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it.
MGK.
I failed to mention this yesterday, and he really deserves the mention. George Mendoza.
Okay.
You know who George Mendoza is?
Nope.
The famous World War II picture in Times Square where the sailor's kissing the nurse?
I know who George
is. Right, yeah. He died the other day. All right. The nurse was Greta Friedman. All right. And
what's the name of that piece?
Kissing Nurse.
It has a... Does it happen? Something Surrender.
Yeah, no.
Unconditional surrender.
Surrender your will. I'm going to kiss you.
Yeah, seriously, it was a double meaning.
But think about it. In this day and age, if some sailor did that to some nurse out on the street, he'd be up on charges.
Oh yeah,
he'd be up on harassment.
Well,
charges.
Somebody hashtagged Me Too on it the other day in graffiti.
My God, yep.
Really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me a break.
It's the times we live in, man.
Give me a
PC
break.
PC lunatics everywhere.
She said his date didn't even care. She said, "Quote: It was in the background. I was grinning like a mutt. It didn't matter to me." I didn't realize this. They got married.
What?
Yeah, and they were together until her death.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's incredible.
All right. She said, suddenly I was grabbed by a sailor and it wasn't all that much of a kiss. It was more of a jubilant act than I never needed to go back to it.
Yeah.
She died in 2016.
Oh, unbelievable.
Right? And he was 92. So God bless them both.
Greatest generation.
Greatest generation indeed. We didn't complain about kissing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
This Friday night, he's going to be appearing at a Parks Casino at the Excite Center for one show and one show only, ladies and gentlemen. So get there early, get there fast, stuff yourself, and enjoy your evening. Tickets are available through ParksCasino.com. Frank Caliendo is with us. Hiya, Frank.
Howdy, I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm pretending to be awake. You know
okay,
me.
Are the kids at school? Was that your job today?
It's my job every day. Oh, I don't know if it's my job. It's what happens. Uh-huh. That's more of what it is. Uh-huh. I'll say things like to my kids, is mom up yet? They're like, we don't know. I'm like, neither do I. Welcome to 2019.
Huh? Do you take the kids to school because of the amount of time you spend on the road? And this is your like, well, these are your dad moments.
My son just walks to school. He just walks across the street. There isn't a school there. He just walks across there. My daughter, she's in middle school. Uh-huh. When I was working in Vegas, I would be gone a lot during the week, but I would fly back and forth just so I could take him to school. So it became part of what I do. Uh-huh. And like everything, that it seems to have warped into a job that my wife believes is my duty.
The only man to get miles from an airline to take his kids to school.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Now, when we left off with the kids, your daughter was cheerleading and your son was playing football. Are they still into these sports and these activities?
No, my son is now cheerleading and my daughter's playing football. Welcome to 2019. See how that's all going to keep coming? No, my daughter broke her elbow. So she wasn't she was doing gymnastics for a while, broke her elbow. It's not healing properly. We're trying to figure out if this is a metamorphosis into some sort of super being. Because now she's fallen in love with Marvel. She loves superhero stuff.
Okay.
So we're trying to get her like an accidental overdose of gamma radiation or something to help her elbow turn it. And she's got a stainless steel pin in it.
Uh-huh.
So her hero name is going to be Stainless Steel.
I see. As Stainless Steel, what is her power?
We didn't know if it was a power or what. We thought about a bunch of different things, like she could shoot the stainless steel pins from her body.
Uh-huh.
But she was impervious to everything. Like, not, like she was just a super-powered being. It's very vague of what she is.
We're getting that.
And part of the reason is, I'll tell you part of the reason, is we have all we have is an origin story. We don't have what if it goes. But we do know this. It changes constantly based on her mood.
I see.
Now, as for my son, he may be getting back into football. He wasn't in it for a while. He was just playing flag football, but all of a sudden he's interested in trying to play for the high school team.
Oh, okay.
And he wants to play quarterback, but I'm kind of excited that he's interested in something because I haven't seen him come out of his room in months.
Well, there's something else going on then.
Well,
he ain't watching film.
It's not what you think. It's NBA 2K. That's what it is. It's Xbox.
Uh-huh.
I think you have your beliefs on where he is developmentally a little bit more than I believe where he actually is.
You know, if he's going to try out, you're friends with Gruden. You should get Gruden to come
down.
Yeah,
I should just call John. Hey, man. Hey, your son's trying out for football. You want me to come down there, man? I got nothing going on here. Things are going great here in Oakland, man. Everything's going according to plan. Hey, if that high school has a pretty good pass rusher, tell them to trade him.
Speaking of impressions, all right, I don't know if you know about, do you know about the new Scorsese movie, The Irishman?
You know what, I think I've heard about
it. Yeah, it's Pacino and Joe Pesci and De Niro.
Pesci's back?
Yeah, yeah, Pesci's back. All three of them are in this film, right? And it's, you know, typical, you know, Scorsese, you know, crime film. And I was wondering if the three of them, after shooting one day, what it would sound like.
Now, before you do this, you know I don't do a very good Joe Pesci. So let's put somebody in besides Joe Pesci.
Well, you choose.
Yeah, I'm going to have somebody play the, Jim Brewer. No.
Hey, I didn't even know I was going to be here.
I didn't know you did a Brewer.
I didn't know I did it either. Okay.
That's all I can do is Joe Pesci's.
Okay.
Let's make it Adam Sandler. Sandler is right. Joe Pesci.
Yeah, I play a great Joe Pesci.
Okay, all right. Adam Sandler as Joe Pesci,
yeah,
Robert De Niro, and Pacino have gone to a diner after shooting, and the bill just came.
Okay, I really appreciate you inviting me, Al. Wait a second. I didn't invite you. You invited me. Now, I'm pretty sure you invited me, huh? You invited me. You invited me.
Hey, guys. Hey, don't worry. It's me, Joe Pesci. and I am going to take care of the tip.
That's great, but there's a lot of other stuff we got to pay for here. Who drank all this, huh?
I have to admit I might have had a couple.
Okay, here's what we do. We both put our credit cards in a basket, and we shake it up. I don't have a credit card. What do you mean you don't have a credit? I pay with cash. Well, then do it right now. I didn't bring any. You invited me. We all put, you know what? This isn't going as great as we wanted to. I'll pay.
Frank Caliendo is appearing at Parks Casino on a Friday night. Tickets are available through parkscasino.com. He'll be at the Excite Center. Frank, it is a pleasure to speak to you once again. I have a feeling we're going to speak to you in the not-too-distant future, because sooner or later you're going to be in Atlantic City.
Well, I'm actually there this Saturday.
You're kidding me!
I'm Parks Casino on Friday at Atlantic City Ocean's Casino.
At the Ocean Casino. Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
As long as Frank brought up superheroes... Mm-hmm. All right. I know you're going to find this very upsetting, Steve, because you are the comic book
Hit
fan
me.
Here. All right. Gwyneth Paltrow
oh, boy.
Has made it official. Avengers Endgame will be her last appearance huh. in a Marvel comic book
oh,
universe
no.
film.
You know, I actually I think she looks kind of hot with the reddish hair. Uh-huh.
Who does she play?
Pepper Potts. Robert
Pepper Potts.
Iron Man's
girlfriend.
Wife.
Thought it was Goop Girl.
Right. Are they married? Did they
I think,
get married?
Yeah, they're married. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but.
She's hot with the red hair.
Yeah, but the whole thing is like really? Like isn't...
I forgot she was in the Marvel Universe,
well,
personally.
Well, the mere fact that this movie, Avengers Endgame, is going to be the last for so many people.
Yeah,
well,
starting a new phase.
What do you think?
It sounds definitively
What do you think? You're
going to
come back as Storm now? You know, what the hell are you doing? All right. Do you realize, have you heard the running time on the Endgame?
No, but I'm okay. It could be 4 hours. I'm fine with it.
3 hours.
At this point. Yeah, okay with
3
it.
3 hours long, they're saying.
As long as it's good.
They're talking about putting an intermission in it.
Whatever.
All right.
The last time I heard an intermission in it, or saw an intermission, I think I was watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang as a kid. Yeah.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Whatever way you're going, turn around and go back. I mean, tell you, 2 to 4 inches of snow, it's really not all that much. That's not something that should frighten us. But with the sleet that's coming later on, getting home this afternoon, this could be another. When we had the Thanksgiving snowstorm that caught us all by surprise, took you, what, four hours to get
I
home?
I live in Willow Grove.
Right, that's crazy.
Right, Willow Grove.
I won't complain about my 4 hours then.
Right. You had made it to Quakertown in 4 hours. Yeah. You were in Willow Grove from Bala Cynwyd to Willow Grove in 4 hours.
That's bad.
And I was fine. Right. My car, it was the other people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the amount of people just don't know how to deal with this. You know, the one thing I always said about Philadelphia is you take away the lines in the road and they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Right. I'm looking forward to the snow camel, though, this time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw him last time.
That's right.
There's guaranteed to be another.
The snow camel.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Maybe I'll see a snow platypus this time or something.
Well, that was closer to Christmas, so. Some sort of snow bunny or something like that.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.